Ted Conrad versus McGovern on Meet the Press. Now, 1972 was a very trying year politically for Grandpa. Being a diehard Republican, he found it quite disconcerting that, in his opinion, he and Richard Nixon were the only two obviously heterosexual candidates running for public office on the Republican ticket. Especially depressing was his observation that he was on the same statewide ticket as the notorious Three Musket Queers, a group consisting of Jim Holzhauser, Jim Carson, and Bill Stevens, all of whom suffered from low testosterone levels. At times, his frustration would boil over into heated tirades about certain politicians, but one politician above all others held a special position of disgust in Grandpa's heart. That notorious, despicable pansy, George McGovern. The very mention of the name George McGovern would result in tirades that literally went on for hours. Never has such abuse been heaped on one person, with the possible exception of Jim Holzhauser, Gene Anderson, or Jim Baker. Once Grandpa got started on the topic of George McGovern, there was no stopping him. Every detail of the character of the man, from his philosophy to his appearance, was thoroughly dissected and insulted. According to Grandpa, the man had no guts, no character, no brains, no testosterone, no experience, etc., etc. In short, this creature, McGovern, had not one ounce of redeeming characteristics in his entire being. It was standard operational procedure for the Conrads to attend church on Sunday morning and afterwards to rush back home in time for Grandpa to watch Meet the Press, an NBC program on which politicians and candidates were interviewed by members of the media. One day we were in a particular hurry, and I soon found out the reason why. McGovern was going to be on Meet the Press. Grandpa was already warming up for the debate that he would carry on with the image on the television screen. As we arrived at the Conrad home, Grandpa rushed in and turned on the television just in time to catch McGovern's introduction. And then the furious debate began. Every statement that McGovern made was followed by an absolute torrent of abuse and denunciation by his debating adversary, T.C. Conrad. No one else in the room was allowed to speak, and if you dared laugh at this tirade, you were met with the same torrent of abuse that was heaped on the senator from South Dakota. You think it's funny? So you think it's funny? Grandpa would bellow back at you. Just go on laughing. Just go on laughing. The bastard just might get elected. You going to laugh at that too? And his feudal would try to respond to this tirade. As soon as one's mouth opened to make a reply, Grandpa would just shout out the Trump card again. You think it's funny? Since there was no way to match his volume, one would just have to resign and offer no more opinions. The heated debate went on for the length of the show. By the end of the show, Grandpa was smug as knowledge that he had thoroughly trounced his adversary, and those of us in attendance were having to leave the room in order to laugh at the scene that was taking place in front of the television. And then McGovern threw Grandpa a quite unexpected curve. He stated if he were elected, he would give every man, woman, and child $1,000. Now, the audacity of this incredible promise caught Grandpa completely by surprise. He was no longer able to restrain himself in the face of such incredible ignorance from his debating adversary. He leapt to his feet and lunged at the television set. Furiously jabbing his finger into the image of McGovern's face on the screen, he unloaded both barrels on the hapless senator. You'll never do it. You'll never do it. And you know why you'll never do it? I'll tell you why. It's because you're going to get the hell beat out of you, you bastard. As usual, Grandpa was right. McGovern did get the hell beat out of him. The only problem was that because of Nixon's large coattails, Jim Holzhauser and thus Gene Anderson were swept into office as well.